The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So, what's been trending online this week?
Oh, we've got a lot to be talking about, but one of my favourite things that I've seen being shared quite a bit is that the young Irish lad, Jacob, he has been trending because he got to interview Hugh Jackman for his new movie, The Sheep Detectives. And I have to say, the interview is absolutely adorable.
Let's take a listen.
Do you think George prefers people or sheep?
Sheep. Definitely sheep. He understands them. He thinks they're loyal and he's loyal to them. And it just feels simple to him. Humans feel really complicated. Do you find humans complicated, Jacob?
Yeah, my mum too.
Well, of course. There's no one more complicated than your parents.
Yeah,
you'll be working that one out for the rest of your life. Don't worry.
So, this is my favourite question. Did you film with real sheep?
No. I filmed with puppets. So, yeah, you didn't expect that, did you?
Nope. I didn't see it coming.
Absolutely loved this clip when I watched it last night.
It's adorable. And if you actually go on to Jacob's Instagram page, you can actually see like Hugh's face when Jacob first starts like talking to him. He's like, the sheep detective, sheep solving a murder mystery. What an interesting idea. And Hugh is just laughing his butt off. Just being like, oh my God, this kid is amazing.
I love the way he called his mother out because everybody is a child that has publicly shamed them at some stage or another. It just goes with parenthood.
It does. And like towards the end, he was like, oh, I just like remember that your mum is awesome. And he's like, you're awesome, mum. You can hear him saying thanks. And he was just like, yeah, keep telling her. Like, it's just so, so cute.
Yeah. And we've all, I think, been at these junkets before where you go in and you have 5 minutes with these celebrities and, you know, you're their 95th interview of the day. And they are, to be fair, generally bored off their face by the time you're there. So you can see that Hugh Jackman really enjoys this interaction with a young kid. It's a change in his day.
It's something totally different. And what actually made this really even more special is that Hugh actually shared the video himself, which I think has actually helped it go so viral. It has on Instagram around 1 million views, 58,000 likes and nearly 2,000 comments as well. All of them just full of praise for Jacob and also Hugh for being, you know, such a great sport with his questions as well. So it just goes to show that, you know, the future is bright. And, you know, Jacob was saying that he wants to be in more films. He's already been in one. So who knows? The career is that's ahead of him. Like, I think the future is very bright.
Speaking of careers, Meryl Streep. Look, we already knew she was an absolute legend. But now I think it's safe to say she is a complete icon for all women.
Honest to God, like if we thought that, you know, Miranda Priestly was Miranda Priestly in the first movie, Meryl Streep did the most Miranda Priestly thing before she was even cast in the role for the first film. When they offered her the role, she said, no, I want double, please. And they went, okay. And so she got double. And the thing that actually struck me most was her going, I wish I'd realised this sooner. Like, I'm already in my 50s. How did I not know this by now that I could have just asked for what I wanted? And it's like, yeah, unfortunately, that is something that, you know, many people do, especially women. They kind of like doubt themselves. And, you know, she just went for it and got what she wanted. And fair play to her.
Let's listen to it because this is literally what happened.
They called me up and they made an offer. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Why?
I knew it was going to be a hit, and I wanted to see if I doubled my ask.
Wow.
And they went right away and said, sure. And I thought, I'm 56. It took me this long to understand that I could do that.
That you can ask for what you want.
Yes. They needed me, I felt. I was ready to retire. But, you know, that was a lesson.
They needed me. Now, the problem is, right, if you're not Meryl Streep and you go into your boss and they offer you a 1% pay rise and you say, no, I was actually looking for my pay to be doubled. Like, is the ordinary Joe Soap going to get the same reaction?
Probably not, unfortunately, especially in this current climate. But I think she was right in the fact that they did need her, because I think at that time, yes, Anne Hathaway was a big enough name, but she hadn't really transitioned into the more adult roles at that time. She was still more well known for Ella Enchanted and The Princess Diaries and things like that, whereas Meryl was going to be like the big draw for a film like this. So I think in order to get, you know, other production companies and other big names attached to it, Meryl was the key to that. So I think they knew they were going to hand over the big books. They probably actually had it in the budget already, but they just wanted to see could they get it for cheaper.
Oh, and I just love the fact that she said, no, I know my worth, and if you want me, pay for me.
Yeah, and the fact that she said, she was like, oh, I was thinking of retiring. I'm like, girl, you're never going to retire. Like, you're still going.
Don't do it, Meryl. We need you, so we do. Speaking of icons, Oprah.
Yes.
She's coming to Dublin.
She is. Now, I don't know about you, but I was not expecting to be hearing this week at all. But yeah, she's coming to Dublin for a special one night only conversation in the Three Arena, which they are referring to as an intimate event. I'm like, I don't know if you've seen the Three Arena. It is gigantic. It's not going to feel very intimate when you're sitting in the back row up the top of the balcony. But that's what's happening. And she's coming for, it's part of the Pendulum Summit. It's a leadership, business and kind of personal development conference. And they are hosting their very first autumn event. It's a one night only experience up close with Oprah Winfrey on Monday the 14th of September. So if you're a big fan, this is probably something that is right up your street.
And it's going to be hosted by David Meads, and there'll be a special musical performance by Niall Breslin.
Yeah, which, you know, again, it seems just like it's going to be a lovely night out, but how it all sort of is going to flow, I've no idea, especially with like a musical interlude. But, you know, big fan of Brezzy. I think he's going to do a great job. He's well used to playing in front of a big crowd. But how the talk and the music is going to be like sort of slotted in together, what way the schedule is going to be, not very clear right now. But, you know, I'm excited to find out.
Do you think there'd be a huge demand to go and see somebody like Oprah? I mean, she has been in our popular culture for, oh my God, 30, 40 years? I feel like she's been around forever.
Forever, yeah. I would wonder what her popularity is still here, because as much as, you know, her show was aired over here, she definitely didn't have the amount of fandom on our side of the pond as opposed to America. So whether or not it has that kind of demand remains to be seen, but would she fill the Three Arena? Definitely the ground floor, depending on what way they're going to be doing the seating. Whether or not it'll extend right up to the back of the balcony remains to be seen. But she could surprise me. There could be thousands and thousands of Oprah fans in the country that we just don't know about. But also, one thing that I haven't seen yet is how much the tickets are going to be. And I think that's also going to be a factor. Because like, if you have a passing fancy in Oprah and the tickets are reasonable enough, you're probably more likely to then spend the money to go and see her if it's like less than 100 quid. These are probably, I would imagine, again, I don't know, I would imagine they're going to be more than 100 euros. So whether you're willing to spend that kind of money for it, then that's going to be your deciding factor.
You're not getting that ticket for less than 100 euro.
Yeah, no, you're not.
But I think for a lot of people, okay, she's gone off the television, but where I've actually really started to follow her now is on her podcast.
Yeah, a lot of people have kind of, because like, well, podcasts are like the go-to thing these days. So the fact that Oprah has one does not even surprise me at all. So the fact that people are kind of still listening to her, yeah, that, again, she probably is still quite popular. We just don't see her in the news as much as we used to when she was on our screen.
And yet she still manages to land those big, huge interviews, like the interview with Harry and Meghan, like the interview with Adele. I mean, she is still the go-to person in the States if you want to bear all.
Oh, 100%. Like, I think Katie Couric is sort of trying to become that person, Diane Warren, things like that. But Oprah is still the pinnacle of, you know, if you want to have like a big interview, she's the one that you go to.
Yeah, I love these strong, powerful women in their 50s and 60s. I'm all for it. Now, Banksy has said, yes, he is behind this statue in central London. Tell me about the statue, first of all.
Yeah, so basically a new statue. It appeared in central London on, I think it was Thursday. People sort of started seeing things happening on Wednesday evening. And then Thursday, suddenly there is this big statue with Banksy's signature on it. But nothing was said for the first couple of hours. We didn't really know whether it was actually a Banksy or what was going on. But no, turns out it is. It was confirmed to the BBC later on in the afternoon that yes, this is one of Banksy's new works. It's spotted around Waterloo Place and St James's in London, and it shows a suited man stepping forward off a plinth while holding a flag that obscures his face. So kind of very Banksy-esque, because, you know, he's, of course, like, no one really knows who he is. So having the face obscured, I actually thought that was more like a self-referential thing. But yeah, I think everybody's kind of crowded around. They've had to put up barriers around it now as well to stop people from trying to climb up on it and things like that. So how long it's going to stay there remains to be seen, but it's definitely there for the next while.
Yeah, we did a News Talk Daily podcast a couple of weeks ago on Banksy because I think it was Reuters had carried out this huge investigation that had gone on for years where they were basically tracking the social media of certain high profile figures that they thought could be Banksy. And they ultimately did name who they think this individual is.
Yes. And I think there was also there was going to be some legal proceedings as well around something to do with Banksy. And there was a name that was given in the deposition that people were like, oh, is that who it is as well? Now, still hasn't been 100% confirmed. Everybody has their own rumours and ideas. I'm sure there are people who know who it is. But the fact that it's been this big kept secret for as long as it has, you know, fair play. Like he's clearly trusted in the people. We do know it is a he, at least. But at least we know that like he's trusted in the right people over the years to keep his identity secret. And that has added to his value. So I suppose that also adds to their value as not only a friend, but also if they are benefiting from his works, then it's only going to put more money in their pockets too.
Now, one of the programmes that I never missed as a child was Gladiators, and it has obviously had a huge comeback. And one of the biggest stars on the programme is Giant. What's happened to him?
Well, Giant announced during the week that he was stepping away from the show. And one thing that he sort of said was that the decision wasn't really his like to make. He didn't really approach them to say, I'm thinking of leaving. He alluded to there have been a conversation and he said, what I do want to make clear is that this wasn't my decision I made to step away. I was faced with a choice that didn't align with my values. So speculation was rife as to what happened. Why is he leaving? He's been there for the last three seasons and like he is a giant of a man. He's 6'5". He's a former bodybuilder. So he's as wide as he is tall. And his name actually really is Jamie Big. And I was like big by name and nature because he's a big guy. He's a big lad. And it turns out he later on said, because like the BBC just sort of said, oh, like we thank him for all his work, da da da. It turns out that he had said to them that he was thinking of going public with his new girlfriend. He recently got divorced from his wife of 12 years and he was going to go public with his new girlfriend who happens to be an OnlyFans creator. And they basically said, no, if you're going to stay with her, then you're not on the show.
Because this is a family favourite programme and this relationship sort of isn't appropriate. Is that what they're really saying?
That's kind of the assumption that's being given. Like they didn't necessarily come out and say that those exact words, but his understanding was is that if you're going to be in a relationship with Taylor Ryan, she's 28 years old and he is 40 years old, they could also have had an issue with the age gap there maybe, but the fact that she is an adult content creator I'd say is the main issue, and he is a figure on a family friendly show. But like it's not like he was going to be posting her OnlyFans images on his own social media, so personally I think his personal life, as long as it's still like within the law, he should be okay.
Entertainment journalist Olivia Fahey, thanks so much for bringing us that. And the Irish Examiner is reporting that tickets for Oprah, there's going to be exceptionally high demand, but prices will range from €25 to €695, including premium and VIP experiences, if that's what you fancy. Shall we go?
Sure.
See you there.
Where are those €20 tickets?
Let's take a quick break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.